from the COIN Podcast Studios in Portland, Oregon. This is your weather weekend with meteorologists Joseph Dames and Kelly Bairn.
Welcome back and good morning. You're listening to your weather weekend. I'm weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames. I have morning meteorologist Kelly Bairn with me, and we have the two of us this week, which is always good news in my opinion. How's it going?
It's going well. You know, we're a good duo in the podcast booth. So it's a fun time podcasting, just nerding out about weather. I love it.
Yeah. It's always enjoyable. And I always say when it's just me or I'm with someone else, it just doesn't feel the same. So this is great. We had a pretty good week, I think, all together as we kind of wrap it up here. But, you know, we had a little bit of summer, a little bit of fall. We made the transition, right?
We did. Yeah. Wednesday was the autumnal equinox. I messed that word up so many times on air. It is kind of tough to say.
Would you go with
autumnal? I kept saying like autumn, and then I would fix myself.
Right.
Autumnal equinox. That was on Wednesday, where we transitioned from summer to fall. And it was quite the morning. We saw a fairly strong but quick cold front scooting past the coast, some isolated thunderstorms, and then some light rainfall around Portland before things kind of cleared up. And actually, the day before fall began on Tuesday, we hit 86 degrees in Portland. So kind of going out like a lion. Summertime, at least.
Yeah, we sure went out with a bang for our last full summer day. I was in for you that Tuesday morning, and I think I had a forecast high of 82 or 83, but it wasn't enough, you know, that we made the surge day 86. it was great. It's always nice to have a little late summer, early fall warm stretch where people can get out and do some nice fall hikes here. And I think we're going to have something more heading into the weekend as a little tease there.
Yeah, some late week heat still in the mix, but kind of nice. I mean, temperatures on Tuesday were about 10 degrees above normal for this point in September and that point in the summer and our point in early fall. So it was out of the ordinary, but I'll take it. I do tend to enjoy the hotter days later in the season because that heat isn't as prolonged during the afternoon. So it's just like a nice touch for like an hour or two of that heat before it starts to settle down.
It's kind of a nice mix too, because the mornings are a little bit cooler. So a Tuesday morning, it was like 52 degrees. There were some 40s out there. And then by afternoon, it was in the 40s. So you had like a 30 degree swing plus 30, 35 degree swing. So that's pretty typical for this time of the year. Before we get into what we have going on this weekend, I do want to mention that we have a nice event, a really fun event, a peculiar event going on this weekend. It's the UFO Festival in McMinnville. I don't know much about it. I'm aware of it. You know, it typically happens on weekends, but I'm working on the weekends. But I mean, talk about an event, right?
I love that name. UFO Fest. Like, just get excited about that. That is so cool. Wait, Joseph, do you believe in aliens?
I think so. I believe. I'm a believer.
Nice.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah, I think so. I think our brains tend to think about the big alien monsters we see in movies.
Right.
I feel like if there are aliens out there or nearby enough to discover, they're probably tiny things like microbes that are so foreign, but we wouldn't really know the difference as humans, and we would just study them like we do tiny organisms. But I hope there are these massive aliens out there. That would be awesome. So
yeah,
those are my thoughts.
It's not something I fear or anything like that. I'm more interested in the topic.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we could go. I could go on. This is like a mini icebreaker. Maybe we should talk more about this. We have a lot of articles and stories on our website, too, at coin.com about this.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. Let me go over and get to that interview, and then we'll catch you with your weekend forecast on the other side. Let's keep this short and sweet. Just get straight into this interview because it's about the UFO Festival. So wonderful. I have Renee with me. Renee, what's going on?
This year, we are celebrating the 21st annual McMinniman's Hotel Oregon UFO Festival. It's all started because in 1950, there was a sighting. The family, Trent Family Farm, there were a couple of the Trents that looked up, saw a UFO in the air, caught a couple pictures of it, and it went on from there. So this was a piece of history that we found as our historian was doing some research about McMinnville. And that's what started the UFO Fest. Fast forward now 21 years later, you know, we did not have the festival last year for obvious reasons with the pandemic. And then it's typically in May, and we thought 2021 is going to be our year. And then we moved it from May to September. So here we are coming up this weekend. We've got some great UFO speakers, some people that have had their own experiences with UFOs and paranormal. We've got live music that's happening. There's the landing party. There's the alien and pet costume contest and the alien ball. So there's a lot of fun that's happening. For anyone that has been to the UFO festival in the past, there is no parade. That is usually a big draw. A lot of people love that. Brings, you know, big crowds down to the streets of McMinnville. And for obvious reasons, we are not doing the parade this year. But we're still going to have some fun with those costume contests and with the alien ball and the landing party, live music that's happening. So it should be just a lot of fun. And we've got amazing speakers that are coming in. We're really looking forward to it and really happy that we could bring it back.
I know that folks are going to be really excited. That is returning. And you mentioned that shift the time frame from May to September. Is it typically during May?
It's typically during May. But again, we just felt like this would, you know, we'd be able to shift it and it, we'd be in a better space, which we are, although not quite where we wanted to be, but still we are.
Right. Yeah, it looks like a jam-packed schedule. So it's Friday and Saturday. It seems like you could do a little bit of everything. Are these speakers pretty much brand new? Is this going to be their first time heading to the event, or are there some returning?
Yeah, actually, you know, we've got four amazing speakers, all first-time speakers for the festival. And several of them, actually, I would say three out of four of them have had their own experiences in some sort, something that has changed their life. You know, Ray Hernandez was not a believer, was not somebody that this was something of interest. And then he and his family had an experience, and that changed the direction of his life and his thinking. We have another speaker, Katie Grabowski, that's going to be there. And she is from Colorado, and she had her own experiences. And again, with her family on this Clearview Ranch in Colorado, which some have dubbed the Close Encounters of the U.S. for those that know the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And that has been around. There are many different experiences and things that have happened on that ranch. So she's going to be talking about that and some of those things that come about. Heidi Hollis is a podcaster, actually. And so this is something new to have a podcaster in. She has had her own experiences. And on the paranormal front, she has the Dark Becomes Light podcast that's on the Coast to Coast Network. And so hearing from her, and then Michael Masters also will be one of our speakers on Saturday. And he's going to be talking about, could aliens be our distant human descendants, and why his thinking is for that. So really interesting speakers this year. All of them too will be at the UFO Fest panel interview, which also happens on Saturday later afternoon. And it's a chance for people to give their questions and answers and talk with them about different things. So it's going to be a really great year for our speakers. I do want to say that for our speakers events, it is requiring a vaccination or a negative test in order to come in for the speakers events. And we have scaled back the number of tickets that we're allowing this year comparative to years past, again, to allow for some social distancing and just a little bit more space for folks. And then also the City of McMinnville and the Downtown Association are actually having a mobile like testing booth that will be there on Saturday for folks if they don't have their vaccination in order to get their test. Really trying to be aware of what our lives are right now and be as safe as we can.
Well, you have it all right there, so it should be convenient. You know, I think real quick, right now is a great time to, where can people go to find a website, get more information on this? Is there a website or a link that they could go to?
Certainly, ufofest.com.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you so much. You can get ticket information there. I think you can find some scheduling and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Learn about the speakers. I mean, that's a wide variety of speakers. You have, you know, a podcaster. I mean, it's really neat. So I think folks are really going to enjoy that. Now, you mentioned, you know, for some of them, they had experiences with their families. And, you know, for the fest, is this a good event for families? Is it a good event for people that maybe have not had experiences? I mean, what can people get out of it?
Yeah, you know, it really is a festival for everyone. right? For believers, for skeptics, for families, there's really a little bit of something for everyone. For families, we've got the costume contest. We've got the live music that goes on. Why not come out and grab a meal outside on the, during this beautiful day and kind of take in some of the energy of it? And then of course the speakers, we really do get people. Some folks are those skeptics. They don't quite believe in it, but they want to hear about it. They want to kind of open their eyes a little bit to what may or may not be out there. Then we have people that truly do believe in the fact that there is something out there beyond us. And we have folks that have had their own experiences that have come to the festival. So really there's an array of things to do, and you come in by your own, on your own, or come in with your family. So lots of different options. And again, the city of McMinnville in that downtown area is just a great little spot with great little shops and restaurants and everything. So it's a fun day.
I second that. It's one of my favorite communities in the state of Oregon.
And, yes.
It's a great place. It's kind of a popular topic again. I know UFOs and aliens and whatnot is typically a conversation, but I feel like it's been even more popular. Are you expecting a larger crowd?
Yes. I'm actually, that is something that has really piqued people's interest, because with the declassification of some of the files from the U.S. Mm-hmm. government that happened this summer, got some new show. There's the show on Showtime. There's the show on Netflix, all about UFOs. One of our speakers that came to UFO Fest 2 years ago was on 60 Minutes to talk about what he saw and what was going on. There is a lot of more interest, I think, in people in finding out about it. It's not just this thing that maybe happened in the past, or, you know, people aren't aware of, or old timey or something. It's really of the current, of now, of what's happening. You know, we are hoping we get folks that maybe they wouldn't typically come out, but maybe some of these things that have happened in this last 6 months or last year have kind of piqued their interest and they want to find out more. And this is a great opportunity for them to be able to do that.
Yeah. I feel like the Q&A is going to be popular, or it could be.
Yes.
You know, you could really hammer some questions out there. Real quick, you know, about the costume, have you seen some of the magnificent costumes and peculiar costumes? Can you give an example of maybe a couple of more fancy ones maybe you've seen over the years?
Yeah, we've got some great ones. Everything from, gosh, the SNL skit about the aliens that come to town, to we had one that was really elaborate and had all these different eyes, you know, googly eyes all over. And it was just this really big, elaborate. And then we've had some folks that have actually been tall. We had somebody that came through with stilts before. Some of the pet costume contests have also been really fun. People that have made actual spaceships and have had their pets in the spaceships.
Yeah.
We had like a hedgehog in the spaceship one time. We had a turtle that had spaceship, you know, kind of on him. We've had the dogs that have dressed up, and it's just really fun.
Yeah. If you head over to the website again, there's some photos, I think, from previous costume contests that are in there, and there's some elaborate costumes. There's no doubt about that. So it should be a wonderful weekend to be out there. Is there anything else that you'd like to add that maybe we didn't mention?
I think just, you know, come on out. It's in McMinnville, right next to McMinnville's Hotel Oregon. There's an outdoor tent. So the live music, the costume contest is in that outdoor tent. There's all the restaurants that are going to be open to dine out at. Come on over and just have a great day. You're giving us a great sunny weekend. So it should be a lot of fun.
So much fun. It's going to be a blast. The weather is going to be pretty great. I want to get to the other side so we can talk about that weekend forecast. But if you're going to the UFO Festival, please dress up for me, make it a good time, and I will catch you with Kelly on the other side.
You can hear all the trees falling. You can see the fire just consume the whole area.
Extreme weather in the Pacific Northwest is making headline news around the world. Fire.
It continues to threaten thousands of buildings and has already taken at least 4 lives.
Ice.
Well, the ice and snow brought down power lines. Over 90,000 customers are still without power.
Heat.
63 deaths can likely be attributed to that heat wave statewide.
I think Mother Nature is very mad at humans.
As unprecedented extreme weather events capture our attention,
the COIN Podcast Network is going beyond the headlines,
deep into a discussion about our changing climate.
Climate change is going to accelerate shifts that have always occurred.
The danger it poses to our future.
And the opportunities available if we choose to address it before it is too late.
Humans are really good at turning even tragedy into a profit-making opportunity.
People are just not prepared for this.
It is a climate in crisis, now streaming on the COIN Podcast Network.
All right, so I'm working this weekend, but Kelly, you have the full opportunity to head out to the UFO festival and dress up. They have a costume contest. You can be an alien this weekend if you wanted to.
I know. How fun does that sound? I have dressed up as an alien. Well, I guess it was a robot alien for Halloween one year, and I made a box and I put my calculator on the front of it. Nice. And I had some like alien what do you call those, like antlers or like something on my head.
Sure.
And then I spray painted my hair silver.
That's pretty cool.
With hair coloring. So I tried. Maybe I can pull that costume back out.
I think you should share that photo on social media.
Yeah, I'll have to go find
it. In honor of the UFO festival.
It probably had some alcohol in the picture too.
Okay. Well, at least we got to hear about it, right?
Right.
Well, it's going to be a nice weekend to get down there. I would say overall the weekend's going to be fairly smooth. We'll have to watch maybe Sunday night, but at least for our Friday heading into the weekend, temperatures are back into the mid 80s, maybe.
Yeah, we're still stacking up the heat here for a couple of days. Temperatures on Friday, mid 80s. I have 85 degrees for the forecast, and I think we'll be right around there. I wouldn't be surprised if other spots in the valley go a few degrees above that, but Saturday too, still another day in the 80s. We'll be right around 80. But just a couple days of heat, just the summertime has been relentless.
Yeah, it is. We'll get the fall temperatures here shortly. I mean, we had the wet weekend on the, I think, the 18th and 19th, and temperatures were in the 60s. Even that weekend wasn't too cool. But when we get those like atmospheric rivers, sometimes, it's a little bit warmer because it's bringing a lot of moisture in. We'll see what happens, though, as we head into the early part of next week. But this weekend, if you're going to be out, I have us dry until maybe Sunday night with a disturbance trying to approach for the beginning of the work week. So I think we're holding off on that for now.
Yeah, I think temperatures look to drop quite a bit from the weekend and then starting next Monday and beyond. But the rain right now, we'll have to watch that closely. And I know you'll be in here in the Coin 6 Weather Center tracking that. But I think Sunday night, a chance we do see some light showers. So the majority of the weekend should be dry and should be very pleasant too.
Yeah, that's right. We will cool down from Friday to Saturday, but I don't think it's going to be a big drop. It looks like the warmest day is going to be Friday as we kind of get into the weekend. Saturday, still into the 80s, maybe not the mid 80s, but maybe
right,
more so the lower 80s. And then we drop a little bit on Sunday, depending on that system. Of course, yeah, join in. I'll have updates on Saturday. And if you're going to be out and about, I'll get you that forecast, from the coast to the gorge, the valley, something like that. So if you were going to explore this weekend, where'd you go? What would you think about doing?
Ooh, I still think it's good hiking weather, at least on Saturday. And if you can get out Friday night, that's also some beautiful period too, the evening, I think. So maybe just around town, go get dinner outside. And then, of course, check out the event. Saturday, we'll see some gorgeous conditions for the coast or across the valley and up in the mountains. Again, I would watch Sunday, especially if you are going out on a hike.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the coast starts to cloud up and I could see a few of those showers first by the afternoon. So we'll have to watch that closely. But I do think this weekend will shape up to be quite nice.
Yeah. Just a reminder, some of the morning temperatures are going to be a bit cool. If you're heading out early in the hours, temperatures maybe in the lower to mid 50s for some locations. Afternoon around McMinnville is going to be, pushing about 80 degrees on Saturday, mid 80s on Friday, and 70s for Sunday. So wherever you're going to be this weekend, enjoy it. I think that's about it. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just live long and prosper.
Right. I love that. Good way to wrap it up. Let's leave it right there, and we will see you next week.
The Coin Podcast Network is your home for on-demand coverage of local news, sports, weather, and entertainment you won't find anywhere else. You can always find us on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.